I want to thank you again for the opportunity to come and share with you.
फिर से एक बार मैं आपको धन्यवाद देता हूँ इस अवसर के लिए कि आपके बीच में आकर संगति करूँ और वचन को बांट सकूँ।
प्रभु का दूसरा मांगे कि उस असहमति का करना तो समय मिला या वचन पूरा इतना भी अपना आभार है।
I had the great pleasure of meeting Brother Bhat Singh when I was 19 years old.
मुझे जीवन की एक बहुत बड़ी प्रसन्नता की बात है कि जब मैं 19 साल का नौजवान था उस समय मैं भाई भक्त सिंह से मुलाकात किया।
It was only my second time attending the church that was pastored by Brother T.E. Koshy.
केवल दूसरी ही बार मैं उस चर्च में जा रहा था जहां पर भाई T.E. Koshy सेवा करते थे।
And I went into the church building which was on the Syracuse University campus.
और मैं उस कलीसिया में गया था जहां सिरैक्यूज यूनिवर्सिटी कैंपस में भर्ती थी।
And I saw an Indian man there dressed in all white.
और मैंने एक भारतीय पुरुष को पूरे सफेद पोशाक के साथ देखा।
I had had very little contact with Indians before that.
उससे पहले भारतीयों के साथ मेरी बहुत कम मुलाकात होती थी।
And then when they were having the Lord's Supper, they invited people to gather around the table.
और जब प्रभु भोज को बांट रहे थे, तो मेज के अतराफ आने के लिए लोगों को निमंत्रण दिया।
It was in the chapel, so all the pews were in front and nobody was behind the table.
और इसलिए कि वो चैपल में था, मतलब गिरजाघर है, और सारे लोग सामने ही बैठे थे, पीछे तरफ कोई भी नहीं था।
And this man, Brother Bhat Singh, dressed all in white, had chairs set up behind the table, surrounding the table.
और ये भाई भक्त सिंह जो थे सफेद पोशाक में और मेज के पीछे तरफ कुर्सियों से भरा हुआ था।
And they invited people to come up front to surround the table.
और तब उन्होंने लोगों को निमंत्रण दिया कि आगे आकर उन टेबल के सामने खड़े हो जाएं।
And nobody was going.
और कोई जा नहीं रहा था।
Nobody wanted to get out of their seat.
कोई भी अपनी कुर्सी को देना नहीं चाह रहा था।
So I was 19 years old. I was a college student.
उस समय मैं 19 साल का नौजवान कॉलेज का विद्यार्थी था।
I said I can sit there, so I got up from my seat and I sat behind the Lord's Supper table.
और तब मैंने सोचा भाई मैं उठकर वहां पर जा सकता हूं, इसलिए मैं उठा और प्रभु मेज के दूसरी तरफ जो कुर्सियां लगाई हुई थी वहां पर जाकर बैठ गया।
And this man, all dressed in white, sat next to me.
और ये पुरुष जो सफेद पोशाक पहना हुआ था, मेरे बाजू में बैठा रहा।
I had no idea who he was.
उस समय मुझको कतई मालूम नहीं था कि ये व्यक्ति है कौन।
And then when we got down on our knees to pray,
और जब वो घुटने पर आकर प्रार्थना करने लगे,
I looked over at this man as he knelt and prayed.
और जब ये घुटने टेककर प्रार्थना कर रहा था तो मैंने उस व्यक्ति को देखा।
Eyes closed, face toward heaven, enjoying God.
आंखें बंद हैं और घुटने के ऊपर है और सर ऊपर की ओर उठाकर परमेश्वर का अनुभव कर रहा है।
And I thought how much this old man is enjoying God.
और तब मेरे मन में ये विचार आया कितना ज्यादा ये बूढ़ा मनुष्य परमेश्वर का सुख अनुभव कर रहा है।
I had no idea that that man would have more influence in my life than any other human being.
उस समय मुझे ये कतई मालूम नहीं था प्रियो कि पृथ्वी पर के सारे मनुष्यों में से ये मनुष्य मेरे जीवन को इतना ज्यादा प्रभावित करेगा।
लोग I am thankful to the Indian people for sending him to the United States.
सभी भारतीय लोगों के लिए मैं बहुत ही आभारी हूं कि उस व्यक्ति को आपने यूनाइटेड स्टेट्स ऑफ अमेरिका भेज दिए.
I thank that man and I thank the Indian people for what was placed into my life through Brother Bhakt Singh.
मैं उस व्यक्ति के लिए परमेश्वर का धन्यवाद करता हूं. भारतीय विश्वासियों के लिए मैं परमेश्वर का धन्यवाद करता हूं जिनके बदौलत मेरे हृदय में जो कुछ उसने मुड़ेल सका.
I became a part of that local congregation.
उस स्थानीय कलीसिया का मैं भी एक भाग बन गया.
And that is where I met my wife.
और वहीं पर मैंने अपने पत्नी से मुलाकात किया.
Her father introduced us.
और उनके पिता ने हम दोनों से मुलाकात करवाया.
She is a Punjabi.
वो पंजाबी है.
She comes from a Pakistani Christian home.
वो पाकिस्तानी मसीह परिवार की है.
She was from a congregation that was also founded by Brother Bhakt Singh in Punjab.
और पंजाब में जो कलीसिया की स्थापना भाई बख्श सिंह ने किया था उस कलीसिया की वो एक सदस्य थी.
पंजाब में जी मंडली
So now I understand the Punjabi people very well.
अब मैं पंजाबियों को बहुत अच्छी तरीके से पहचानता हूँ.
Thank you for welcoming me into your family.
आपके परिवार में मुझको स्वागत दिए इसके लिए मैं बहुत ही धन्यवादी हूँ.
I'm always struck at the kindness and the hospitality of the Indian people.
भारतीय लोगों के द्वारा जो सेवा मिलती है, प्रेम मिलता है और सहानुभूति मिलती है उसके द्वारा मेरा हृदय बड़ा स्पर्श होता है.
भारतीय गोता पारे जिसने अमी प्रेम आने पहुंचा कर तो क्या माला खूब आनंद हो.
I'm embarrassed because Americans are never that gracious.
मैं इस बात से कभी कभी शर्मिंदित होता हूं क्योंकि हम जो अमेरिका के रहने वाले हैं इतने ज्यादा नुकराकारी नहीं होते.
You are the most gracious people on earth.
पृथ्वी पर के सारे मनुष्यों में से शायद तुम भारतीय लोग बहुत ही ज्यादा दयालु और अनुग्रहकारी हैं.
भारतीय लोग क्या है कि अधिक स्नेह प्रदान करने वाले लोग हैं.
I'm here tonight to tell you about my salvation story.
आज रात मैं आपको अपने उद्धार की कथा बताने के लिए खड़ा हूं.
आज रात की मांगे तारा की कथा है इस अन्यास की मेरा क्या युवान.
I was born a Jew in New York City.
New York City में मैं एक यहूदी परिवार में जन्म लिया.
New York City में एक यहूदी कुटुंब में मेरा जन्म था.
I was never a good Jew.
मैं एक अच्छा यहूदी नहीं था.
गरीब साधारण यहूदी ना हूं.
We call it a secular Jew, someone that does not follow the practices of Judaism but is just born into it.
Yahuda mat ke reeti rivajon ko paramparaon ko na manne wale aise bahut sare hain aur keval aucharikta pura karte hain aise logon ko secular Jews kehte hain.
Aur ye Yahudi
jo dharmik nahi hai.
Yahuda Yahudi pratata ke sampraday aage sare kya hai teeno palna yani keval aucharikta palna hai kya mujhe ye mata samajh sakte.
Immediately following my 18th birthday, I went to college.
और 18 साल पूरे होने के तुरंत पश्चात मैं कॉलेज में दाखिल लिया.
At the end of August of my freshman year, I was doing my first load of laundry in the laundry room.
और पहला साल होने के पश्चात पहला साल था कि मैं लॉन्ड्री रूम में मतलब कपड़े धोने का जो स्थान है वहां पर मैं काम कर रहा था.
It was very difficult for me because I had never done my own laundry before.
इससे पहले मैं स्वयं के कपड़े नहीं धोता था तो ये धोना मेरे लिए बहुत मुश्किल हो
गया.
My mother is a Jewish woman, but she's like a Punjabi woman. She does everything for her children.
मेरी माता जो है वो भी एक यहूदी स्त्री है पंजाबी नहीं है इसलिए वो स्वयं अपने बच्चों के लिए सब काम करती है।
So now I was on my own. I had to learn the hard way. Before that, all my clothes were in my drawers in my room, just appeared there all the time. As I was in the laundry room, I met a young man. And he was a quarterback on the Syracuse University football team. And I asked him, do you want to play football professionally after you graduate? He said, oh no, I'm not good enough for that. I said, what would you want to do then? And he said, probably lay ministry. I had no idea what lay ministry was. So he told me something like a missionary. And I said, missionary? Why would you want to do that? This is 1977. We have TV, just broadcast. He said to me, may I give you an illustration of the gospel? The same story that was told to me in August of 1977, I'm going to tell you tonight. On a piece of paper, he drew one side of a mountain and another side of a mountain, and sin separated the two sides. And he wrote man on one side, God on the other side, and sin separating them. He said, sin separates man from God. And then he opened his Bible to Romans chapter 3, verse 23. And he pointed to the verse and he said, read this. He said, read it out loud. So I read for the first time. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. He said, everyone has sinned and sin separates us from God. I said, I have not sinned. That sounds like a very strange comment for Christians. But in modern secular Judaism, we never talk about sin. Maybe in some Jewish homes they do, but never in my home. We just go to the synagogue once a year on Yom Kippur. The rabbi says a prayer and we're fine. I said, how could I be a sinner? I never robbed a bank and I never killed anyone. Then he turned in his Bible to Matthew 5, verse 28. And I read, but I say to you that everyone who looks at a woman with lust for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart. And the word of God hit me. It was as if I had been hit right in the chest. The words of the Lord Jesus Christ from 2,000 years ago hit me. God knows what He's doing. He directs His word specifically at the individual. Because at the age of 18, I was already addicted to pornography. It was long before the days of the internet. There was no internet. But I had started to work in a gas station just outside New York City on the highway. At the age of 14, I was working in that gas station. And my job was to clean the bathrooms and the parking lot. And I learned that the salesmen on their way home on Friday nights would throw away their magazines into the trash. And I would collect their magazines and I became addicted to pornography. I realized for the first time that sin wasn't just the things that I did with my hand, it was what I did with my heart. Everyone who looks at a woman with lust for her has committed adultery with her already in his heart. And I stood convicted. For the first time in my life, I recognized that I was a sinner. And then he turned the Bible to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and
9.
For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not as a result of works, so that no one may boast. It is not a result of works. And he drew an arrow from the people trying to get across to God, but the arrow always fell short and fell down into the chasm of sin. Many people think that if their good works outweigh their bad works, they'll be okay. But that is not what the Bible says. It says that you can never get to God by your works. They will always fall short. There's a feeling that people have that, okay, I'm not perfect, but I'm not too bad. The Bible says you stand condemned already. John chapter 3 verse 18 says you are condemned already.
یشو مسیح نے کہا تم پہلے سے ہی دوشی ٹھہرائے گئے ہو.
آج یوحنا کی متواد تیسرا دیہ اثر کرنا وہ یشو کے ساتھ مطلب کہ تم ابو کا دوشی ٹھہرے گا.
And in Ephesians 2:8-9 it says that it is a gift of God. Salvation is a gift of God.
یشو کی متواد دوسرا دیہ 8:9 کے انسان ہمیں یہ معلوم ہوتا ہے یہ جو اُدھار ہے یہ پرمیشور کا وردان ہے.
But that gift is so often rejected.
Lekin priyo ye jo vardan hai kitne baar hum usko inkaar karte hain.
I've never had a gift rejected when I've given it to somebody.
Aaj tak maine kisi ko nahi dekha jab maine apne unko ek gift diya ya daan diya to usne usko inkaar kiya.
Aaj tak maine bataya logo hai ki jiska main bhej di ekam ye tasat aata hai.
But for some reason when God offers the free gift of salvation so often it's rejected.
Lekin kuch karan aise hai priyo bada jeet se lagta hai ki jab parmeshwar udhar ka vardaan dena chahta hai to bahut sare us log inkaar karte hain.
Parantu ki aap ye dosh ke bare mein bolchi ki jitni aise baat ki ki jab parmeshwar hamara dekho jaise daan manta hai.
And then we turn to Romans chapter 6 verse 23.
Ab aage badhte hain Romiyon ki patri 6 adhyay aur uska 23 vachan.
And I read, for the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
पाप की मजदूरी मृत्यु है लेकिन परमेश्वर का वरदान हमारे प्रभु यीशु मसीह में अनंत जीवन है.
Your sin separates you from God.
आपका पाप आपको परमेश्वर से अलग कर देता है.
And the Bible speaks of it as death.
Aur Bible isko kehti hai yahi mrityu hai.
Aur Bible sabse hai is ke bol raha hai.
This is what we deserve because of our sin.
Hamare paap ke karan priyo hum iske yogya hain.
Ye aapka paap aur ye aap yogya.
And remember I was shaking because this was the first time I had realized I was a sinner.
Pehli baar jab is baat ko mehsoos kiya ki main paapi hu vastav mein main thak thak kaanp raha tha.
Aur kahiya ka vyavahar hai ki sari sanskriti mein paap kya hai. Kya main iski sardar ka paap hu.
And then he turned over the page to Romans 5:8.
फिर उसके बाद उसने रोमियों की पत्री 5 अध्याय 8 वचन को पढ़ा.
क्या मतलब है रोमियों का रास्ता 5 अध्याय 8 वचन का तेरे बराबर.
But God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were yet sinners Christ died for us.
परंतु परमेश्वर हम पर अपने प्रेम की भलाई इस रीति से प्रकट करता है कि जब हम पापी ही थे तभी मसीह हमारे लिए मरा.
I never knew before that Jesus died for me.
Main iske pehle janta tak nahi tha ki Prabhu Yeshu Masih mere liye mara.
Here I had grown up in the United States all my life, 18 years old. I never knew this.
Jo 18 saal tak United States mein mera janm hua, jeevan bitaya, lekin mujhko malum nahi tha ki Prabhu Yeshu Masih mere liye pran balidan kiya.
18 varsh United States mein ho to jana samajh na lo.
And he drew a bridge from one side of the chasm to the other.
Aur tab usne ek pahad se dusre pahad mein jaane ke liye ek bridge banaya.
Aap log dhyan karke chitra mein ek ka gundra ko dusre gundra par jaane se bhi pehle aise pool pe dapla.
And on that bridge he wrote the name Jesus Christ.
Aur bridge pe usne naam likha Yeshu Masih.
Aaj ka bulawa tere naam ka to Prabhu Yeshu Masih.
And then he turned to Romans chapter 10 verse 9.
Uske baad usne Romiyon ki patri 10 adhyay aur 9 vachan ko padha.
That if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
Yadi tu apne muh se Yeshu ko prabhu maan ke inkaar kare aur apne man se vishwas kare ki parmeshwar ne use mare hue mein se jilaya to tu nischay udhar payega.
Right there is the prescription for salvation.
Udhar ke liye kya kadam uthana chahiye ya udhar ka kya wahan par upay hai bata diya gaya.
Karan ka upay hai ya kadam uthana chahiye.
That if you confess with your mouth, Jesus is Lord. And believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. This is a very strange thing that it says he raised him from the dead. But to believe this is one of the requirements for salvation. How can any thinking man or woman believe that somebody has risen from the dead? Now I preach this same message to people every week. I sit with students one on one and I share with them this same story and I bring them to the resurrection. And I am amazed that educated students, educated professors, they can come to this point of believing on the physical resurrection of Jesus Christ. Every week I see a student come to faith in Jesus Christ. If I go 1 week without seeing at least one student come to Jesus Christ, I weep before the Lord. I say along with Rachel, give me children or I die. Lord, how can I go an entire week without seeing a student saved? And then the Lord in His grace gives me 2 students the next week. God has placed it within the hearts of every man and woman to be able to believe in the physical resurrection of Jesus Christ. Because it is true. You think that an educated person could never believe such a thing.
You
But I see educated people every week embrace this truth that Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. This is not a stumbling block to the gospel. This is fundamental to the truth. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that He's risen from the dead, you shall be saved. This is what must be addressed for salvation. The Bible never says you have to believe in Adam and Eve in order to be saved. Although you will grow to believe that if you get saved, it's not a requirement for salvation. Those other things will come in time. But for salvation, it is confession that Jesus is Lord and believing that He's risen from the dead. And God in His providence has placed this in the heart of every man and woman. And then He invited me to a Bible study. I wish that He had pushed me harder in that time. I probably would have received that very night. And then on November 7th, 1977, I was all alone in my room. I was in the Lawrenson dormitory, room 1812. In the dormitory, room 1812. My roommate was not there. The door was closed. I fell down on my knees and I asked the Lord God to forgive me. I don't even know why I got on my knees. The Christians that I had seen, they sit down when they pray. Jewish people stand up when they pray.
Yahudi people pray.
I got down on my knees and I said, Lord, forgive me because I am a sinner. I said, Lord, I'm sorry, come into my life. And all of a sudden, that sin, that heaviness of sin started to lift from me. And all of a sudden, somebody was in my room, standing right next to me. And I was startled, someone's in my room. And I looked, but I couldn't see anybody. But the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ filled my room on that night. And I was on my knees just weeping, weeping like a baby. His presence was not scary, it was not fearful. The Lord Jesus just showered His love upon me. I met the Lord Jesus Christ that night. I didn't want to get up off my knees because the presence was too good. Something that instant happened in my heart. I didn't even realize it at the time, but from that moment, I was never drawn to pornography again. If you have ever had an addiction, you know what it means to be totally free from that. God does not always free people from their addictions on the day of salvation. But for me, He had used that sin to show me that I was a sinner, and He had used the deliverance from that sin to show me His power. Something happened to me that night. But I didn't tell anybody, I didn't know what to say. Here's this Jewish kid from New York City. What am I going to say?
New York City,
The young man who had shared with me in the laundry room one day saw me walking in the dormitory. It was 2 weeks after Jesus had come into my life. He said, "Jim, have you received the Lord Jesus in your heart?" I said, "I think I have. Why do you ask?" He said, "You have not stopped smiling for weeks." I said, "I feel so close to God. How can I remain close like this?" He said, "I've talked to many Christians, some that remain close to God, some that drift away from God." And I asked them, "Do you read your Bible every day?" And he said, "Those that remain close to the Lord say yes, those that drift from the Lord say no." I said, "Well, that I can do." And I started reading the Bible every day. For 40 years reading the Bible. And when I was 19, Brother Bhak Singh taught me to read from beginning to end, from Genesis to Revelation. I start reading where I left off the day before. When I finish Revelation 22, I start again. I am in no hurry when I read the Bible. I say, "Lord, speak to me." Sometimes I will spend 1 week in one paragraph. And when I feel saturated with this portion, then I move on to the next. I am here to proclaim to you Acts chapter 10, verse 43. A Of him all the prophets bear witness that through his name everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins. Everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Today is the day of salvation. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And you will receive forgiveness of sins. Isaiah 43, verse 25. I, even I, am the one who wipes out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will remember your sins no more.
मैं वही हूँ जो अपने नाम के निमित्त तेरे अपराधों को मिटा देता हूँ और तेरे पापों को स्मरण न करूँगा।
जो अपना मुझे तुझे अपराध की पिछुता को तुम्ही हीन सके आई तुझे पाप के लिए अटकार नहीं।
I will remember your sins no more.
मैं तुम्हारे पापों को फिर स्मरण न करूँगा।
हीन तुझे पाप के लिए अटकार नहीं।
So gracious a God, he says, I'll remember your sins no more. Don't let this night pass by. Say, Lord, forgive me. I want to tell you a story about a man in the Bible. Mark chapter 10, verse 46 through
52.
Then they came to Jericho, and he was leaving Jericho, and as he was leaving Jericho with his disciples and a large crowd, a blind beggar named Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, was sitting by the road. When he heard that it was Jesus the Nazarene, he began to cry out, saying, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Many were sternly warning him to be quiet, but he kept crying out all the more, Son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stopped and said, Call him here. So he called the blind man and saying to him, Take courage, stand up. He is calling for you. Throwing aside his cloak, he jumped up and came to Jesus. And answering him, Jesus said, What do you want me to do for you? And the blind man said, Rabboni, I want to regain my sight. And Jesus said to him, Go, your faith has made you well. Immediately he regained his sight and began to follow him on the road.
तिमाई का पुत्र बर्तिमाई एक अंधा भिखारी सड़क के किनारे बैठा था वह यह सुनकर कि यीशु नासरी है फाड़ कर कहने लगा हे दाऊद की संतान यीशु मुझ पर दया कर बहुतों ने उसे डांटा कि चुप रहे पर वह और भी पुकारने लगा हे दाऊद की संतान मुझ पर दया कर तब यीशु ने ठहर कर कहा उसे बुलाओ और लोगों ने मुसंदे को बुलाकर उसे कहा ठाड़स बांध उठ वह तुझे बुलाता है वह अपना कपड़ा फेंक कर शीघ्र उठा और यीशु के पास आया इस पर यीशु ने उससे कहा तू क्या चाहता है कि मैं तेरे लिए करूं अंधे ने उससे कहा हे रब्बी यह कि मैं देखने लगूं यीशु ने उससे कहा चला जा तेरे विश्वास ने तुझे चंगा कर दिया वह तुरंत देखने लगा और मार्ग में उसके पीछे हो लिया
दाविदाचा बोला माझ्यावर दया मग त्याने उभे राहावे म्हणून पुष्कळ
The scriptures say, then they came to Jericho, and as they were leaving Jericho with his disciples and a large crowd, they were met by this man named Bartimaeus. There were two Jerichos in the days of Jesus, one north of the other, separated by half a mile. We know where those two Jerichos are this day. There's two Jerichos, one north of the other. And in the Gospel of Mark, Gospel according to Mark, it says they were leaving Jericho. The same incident is referred to in Luke chapter 18, and it says, when they were approaching Jericho. So this happened between the two Jerichos. They were leaving one and approaching the other. The Bible makes no mistakes. People make mistakes. It was not until there was found two Jerichos that these two passages both made sense. So he's between the two Jerichos, and there's a large crowd walking with him. And a blind beggar named Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, was sitting by the road. He was a blind beggar. And he was sitting by the side of the road. Exactly where beggars will sit. The Bible calls him Bartimaeus. And it says the son of Timaeus. So the Bible doesn't even give him a name. Because Bartimaeus, Bar, B-A-R, is Aramaic for son of Timaeus. So when it says Bartimaeus, it just says, this is the son of Timaeus. Nobody even bothered with his name. He just said, this is Timaeus' son.
Timaeus' son.
When this blind beggar heard that Jesus the Nazarene was passing by, he started to cry out. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. He's crying out again and again, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. This man had no standing. He's blind. He's a beggar. He has no name. Verse 48 says, many were sternly telling him to be quiet. Everybody bosses around a blind man. Even children will tell a blind man to be quiet. But he kept crying out all the more. Are others telling you not to come to the Lord? But cry out all the louder, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Do you have no standing in the world? Cry out all the more, Lord Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. This blind beggar that nobody even knew his name was crying out, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Are people discouraging you from coming to the Lord Jesus? Cry out all the more, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus is surrounded by the crowd, but he stops. In verse 49 says, and Jesus stopped and said, call him here. So they called the blind man, saying to him, take courage, stand up, he's calling for you. Jesus is not too busy for you. You cry out to him, he will stop and answer you. Even if you have no moral standing, cry out to him, he will stop. And they said to the blind man, take courage and come. Take courage. Stand up. He is calling for you. It takes courage to stand up and call out to Jesus. In verse 50 it says, throwing aside his cloak, he jumped up and came to Jesus. Throwing aside his cloak, he jumped up and came to Jesus. A blind man does not throw aside his cloak ever unless he thinks something great is going to happen. Because if a blind man throws aside his cloak, he'll never find it again in a crowd of people. I wear contact lenses, but when I go to sleep at night, I have my glasses, I put them in a very specific spot so that I can find them in the morning. Because if I don't put them in that exact spot, I can never find them again. I call my wife, Shireen, come and help me, I can't find my glasses. Here it says he threw aside his cloak. Throw these things aside and come to Jesus. Verse 51, and answering him, Jesus said, what do you want me to do for you? And the blind man said, Rabboni, I want to regain my sight. Jesus said, what do you want me to do for you? Because remember, he was just saying, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. But Jesus wanted to be more specific. What exactly would you like me to do? Sometimes students come to my office to ask me for something. They go this way and that way, this way and that way, but I never know what they're asking for. I don't know what you're asking, I tell them. I say, I'm giving you 10 seconds to ask what you want specifically or you have to leave. Think of how we pray sometimes, going this way and that way and never getting specific. We say, Lord, bless me, oh Lord, bless me, Lord, take care of this in my life, take care of my life, would you please? But nothing specific. And we say, God never answers my prayers, but you never ask for anything. In James chapter 4, it says, you do not receive because you do not ask. So Jesus said, get specific. What do you want me to do for you? He says, I want to receive my sight. Jesus says, okay, no problem. He says, go, your faith has made you well. And immediately he regained his sight and he began to follow him on the road. Ask the Lord specifically, Lord, forgive me of my sins. Forgive me. I want to read another portion in Luke chapter 8. Verse 40
through 56.
And as Jesus returned, the people welcomed him, for they had all been waiting for him. And there came a man named Jairus, and he was the official of the synagogue. And he fell at Jesus' feet and he began to implore him to come to his house, for he had an only daughter about 12 years old, and she was dying. But as he went, the crowds were pressing against him. So read through verse
42. और वो मरने पर थी
यीशु पर आया और सबूत है कि चला अनंत में भी का के कारण के सर से की बात बात होते थे वो पास यही नाम सा पूरी मानुषा था तो तब सभा सभा का अधिकारी होता अधिकारी यीशु का पाया को तू माता घर गया वे अच्छी तरह विनती की थी कारण का सुमारे 12 वर्ष की एक दूध के कुंती होती पति मरना की क्यों थी मुक्त ग्रामस्था लोग समुदाय कैसा जीवन काटी कर होते.
In verse 41, this man's name, it says, was Jairus, and he was the official of the synagogue. Even to this day in Israel, the official of the synagogue is a very high rank. It says his name was Jairus and it notes his position.
Yair.
And he fell at Jesus' feet. No matter what your position, fall at the feet of Jesus and say, Lord, forgive me because I am a sinner. This man never came before, but only when his only child, his only daughter was dying. Don't wait till your life is falling apart before you come to Jesus. His daughter was 12 years old and she was dying. He only had the one child. So when you have one child, you're more protective. It says that as Jesus, he agreed to go, and as he was going, crowds were pressing in on him. Verse 43, and a woman who had a hemorrhage for 12 years and could not be healed by anyone came behind him and touched the fringe of his cloak, and immediately her hemorrhage stopped. And Jesus said, who is the one who touched me? And while they were all denying it, Peter said, Master, the people are crowding and pressing in on you. But Jesus said, someone did touch me, for I'm aware that power has gone out of me. When the woman saw that she had not escaped notice, she came trembling and fell down before him and declared in the presence of all the people the reason why she had touched him and how she had been immediately healed. And he said to her, daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace.
पीछे से आकर उसके वस्त्र के आंचल को छुआ और तुरंत उसका लहू बहना बंद हो गया। इस पर यीशु ने कहा, मुझे किसने छुआ? जब सब मुकरने लगे तो पतरस और उसके साथियों ने कहा, हे स्वामी, तुझे तो भीड़ दबा रही है और तू उस पर गिर पड़ती है, परंतु यीशु ने कहा, किसी ने मुझे छुआ है, क्योंकि मैंने जान लिया है कि मुझ में से सामर्थ्य निकली है। जब स्त्री ने देखा कि मैं छिप नहीं सकती, तब कांपती हुई आई और उसके पांव पर गिरकर सब लोगों के सामने बताया कि उसने किस कारण से उसे छुआ और कैसे तुरंत चंगी हो गई। और उसने उससे कहा, बेटी, तेरे विश्वास ने तुझे चंगा किया है, कुशल से चली जा।
Luke, the gospel writer, had a special eye for speaking about how Jesus blessed women.
Luke,
It says in verse 43, and a woman, no name, no name on this woman. There was a name on Jairus, but no name on the woman. By the world standard, she was an unimportant person. She was not leader of a synagogue. She was nobody. But she was bleeding for 12 years. The same amount of time that this little girl, Jairus' little girl, had been alive, 12 years, this woman has been bleeding for 12 years. And Luke, the doctor, said she couldn't be healed by anyone. In Leviticus chapter 15, it discusses that if a woman is having bleeding, that she is in unclean state. Anywhere she sits, anyone she touches, they're unclean. For 12 years, no social contact for this woman, because anyone she would touch or come in contact with would be unclean. She went through this crowd and reached out her hand and could just touch the fringe of Jesus' garment. In Numbers chapter 15, it says that all the males among the children of Israel were to wear tassels on the ends of their clothing. And the tassels are white with one blue cord in the middle of the tassel. This is what's on the end of Jesus' garments. If you go to Israel today, you will see the Orthodox men all have tassels on their clothing, one on the right side, one on the left. This is the tassel she just reached out and just touched it. She was healed immediately. The woman with no name and who had no social friends for 12 years. She touches, she's healed.
स्त्री का कोई नाम नहीं है, 12 सालों से कोई सामाजिक संपर्क नहीं है, लेकिन उसको चंगाई मिल गई.
12 वर्ष क्या स्त्री का आजाद है, 12 वर्ष का संपर्क नहीं, परंतु क्या क्षणिक इलाज के द्वारा.
Jesus said, "Who touched me?" Peter said, "Everybody's pressing in on you. What do you mean, who touched you?" He says, no, this time I was touched differently because power went out of me. Jesus already knew who touched him because he is the Son of God. But he was calling her out of the crowd, recognizing her. And so she came trembling and she fell down before him. And she declared in the presence of all the people the reason why she had touched him and how she had been immediately healed. He wanted her to come out and give her testimony. When you touch Jesus and get healed of your sin, give testimony how he has healed you. He says, daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace. He says, daughter, this is his term for daughter of Abraham. He used the term daughter of Abraham once when he had healed a woman with a curved spine. He said, she is the daughter of Abraham. The daughter of Abraham, the daughters of Abraham were the remaining Jewish remnant which believed and were dedicated to the Lord. Jesus knew this was his daughter. The world gives you no name. The world keeps you an outcast. Jesus calls you his daughter. Jesus had a special eye out for women. He appeared first to a woman when he rose from the dead. And he appeared to groups of women when he had risen from the dead.
छोटा सा समूह था, उनसे उसने मुलाकात किया.
Look in Luke chapter 8, verse 1 through 3. Luke 8, 1 through 3.
Luke 8, 1 through 3. Luke 8, 1 through 3.
Soon afterwards, he began going from one city and village to another, proclaiming and preaching the kingdom of God. The 12 were with him, and also some women who had been healed of evil spirits and sicknesses. Mary, who was called Magdalene, from whom 7 demons had gone out, and Joanna, the wife of Chuza, Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many others who were contributing to their support out of their private means.
और परमेश्वर के राज्य का सुसमाचार सुनाता हुआ फिरने लगा और वे 12 उसके साथ थे और कुछ स्त्रियां भी उसके जो दुष्टात्माओं से और बीमारियों से छुड़ाई गई थी और वे ये हैं मरियम जो मगदलीनी कहलाती थी जिसमें से 7 दुष्टात्माएं निकली थी और हेरोदेस के भंडारी खुजा की पत्नी योन्ना और सुसन्ना और बहुत सी अन्य स्त्रियां ये अपनी संपत्ति से उसकी सेवा करती थी
Who was it who supported Jesus' ministry? It was women. It says that there were women traveling with him. It was women who were supporting the means of the disciples. It says, and they were contributing to the support out of their private means.
और लिखता है कि अपने खुद की संपत्ति में से उसकी सेवा करती थी.
Women are often the model of generosity in a marriage.
विवाह के समय ऐसा हम महसूस करते हैं कि कृपालु होना, दयालु होना एक स्त्री का विशिष्ट गुण लक्षण है.
My wife feeds about 75 students per week in my home. And she never sends them away without extra food in their hands. God has a very special place for these generous women. Sometimes I go, I open my refrigerator, and all the food that was there is gone. I say, what happened to the food? She says, somebody needed it. One day I came home and the whole refrigerator was gone. I said, what happened to the refrigerator? She said, somebody needed it. I said, you mean like us? We needed it. Like us, we need it. She said, we'll get another one.
तब वो कहते हैं हम एक नया लेकर आएंगे.
She brings great blessing from God into our home by her generosity.
मेरी पत्नी प्रियो अपनी उदारता के कारण मेरे घर में बहुत सारे प्रभु की आशीषों को लेकर आती है।
It says in verse 3, one of the women who gave was Joanna, the wife of Chuza, Herod's steward.
और तीसरे वचन में लिखा है, और हेरोदेस के भंडारी खुजा की पत्नी योन्ना, सुसन्ना, बहुत सी अन्य स्त्रियां ये अपनी संपत्ति से उसकी सेवा करती थी।
Herod was king. His steward Chuza, his wife, was giving things away.
Herod raja hai aur uska bhandari Chuza hai aur uski patni logon ko sampatti de rahi hai.
Herod raja hai aur uska sarkari Chuza hai aur uski patni sampatti de rahi hai.
Chuza brings the money in the house. Joanna gives the money away.
Chuza ghar mein paise lekar aata hai aur Joanna uski patni paise nikal kar bahar kharch karti hai.
Chuza gharam mein paisa de deta hai.
I'm sure there was great blessing in Chuza's home because God blesses generosity. Proverbs 31, verse
30.
Charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised.
Shubha to jhooti aur sundarta vyarth hai, parantu jo stri Yehova ka bhay manti hai, uski prashansa ki jayegi.
Sundarta kabhi aane swarup ka vyarth hai, jiski Yehova se bhay karke kisi prashansa ho.
God has praise for women who fear him.
Jo uska bhay mante hain, aise striyon ki परमेश्वर प्रशंसा करता है।
Now I call upon you this evening to be saved.
अब आज संध्या के समय मैं आपसे अनुरोध करता हूँ, आपको उद्धार होना चाहिए।
Matthew 11:28.
मत्ती 11 अध्याय 28 वचन।
Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
हे सब परिश्रम करने वालों और बोझ से दबे हुए लोगों, तुम सब मेरे पास आओ, मैं तुम्हें विश्राम दूंगा।
आओ कश्ती को भारा भारा चलो, तुम सब मन समझा, मन जल्दी तुम्हारा विश्राम दे।
This is the message of the gospel. Jesus says, "Come to me."
यीशु समाचार का यह संदेश है प्रियो। प्रभु यीशु मसीह कहते हैं, मेरे पास आओ।
If you have never invited Jesus into your life and seen the power of the living God come, I say, come to him tonight. Come to him.
आज तक यदि आपने प्रभु यीशु मसीह को निमंत्रण नहीं दिए, जीते परमेश्वर के प्रवेश करने से जो शक्ति मिलती है, उसका अनुभव आपने ये नहीं किए, आज रात मैं आपसे अनुरोध करता हूँ, आइए प्रभु यीशु मसीह के पास।
Jesus says, come to me. This is the message of the gospel. As we read in Isaiah chapter 43 verse 25, and I will remember your sins no more.
परमेश्वर कहते हैं कि मैं तुम्हारे पापों को फिर कभी स्मरण न करूंगा।
Come to me and I will remember your sins no more.
आप मेरे पास आओ, अब मैं तुम्हारे पापों को कभी स्मरण न करूंगा।
Acts 16:31 says, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved.
अब प्रेरितों के काम 16 अध्याय 31 वचन में प्रभु यीशु मसीह के नाम पर विश्वास कर तब तेरा उद्धार होगा।
I call you this night to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. That if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that He's risen from the dead, you shall be saved. When God says something shall be done, it will be done. When God says it shall be done, it will be done. You shall be saved. Whosoever confesses with his mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believes in his heart that he's risen from the dead, he shall be saved. Don't let this night pass by. I am going to pray now, and you pray with me. And invite Jesus Christ into your heart and be saved. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for the truth of your word. And Lord, tonight I join with my unsaved friends here in this tent. And we say, Lord, forgive me because I am a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. And that He's risen from the dead. Jesus Christ is Lord and He's risen from the dead. Lord, fill me with the Holy Spirit. And take my life, O Lord. Lord, I thank you for your salvation. Glory be to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, now I pray for those here, those believers here who know you. And Lord, I pray that they would place this word of God deep in their own hearts. that when they pray, they would learn to pray specifically. Father, for those here who have great positions like Jairus did, that they would learn to fall at the feet of Jesus and invite Jesus into their lives. And for those here who have no name in the eyes of the world, that they would come and touch the fringe of Jesus' garment. And be healed of the sinful life. And Father, I pray for those young men here who struggle with pornography. That they would beat their breasts this night and say, Lord, forgive me, for I am a sinner. And they would pray for your deliverance. Lord, have mercy on these precious ones. Cover my brothers and sisters by the blood of Jesus. Protect them this night, I pray. And Lord, continue to watch over this holy convocation. We pray for your protection over each part of this place. And Father, particularly for those who are serving, bless them. And Father, I pray that as Jesus said, those who serve me, the Father will honor. Father, that you will honor those men and women who are serving you in this convocation. Remember them for good and their families also. And Lord, we commit these loved ones to you in the name of Jesus. Amen.